Kapela. Hi everyone. This episode, Kapela, is all about a mystical occurrence had to Andu Vadketala all that long ago in the backdrop of book Revelation chapter 11 verses 7 to 10. This mystical experience is now accounted, translated and narrated by Baby Nelisheri. Beforehand, it is imperative be conversant with the praxis used in these verses. Revelation. It is an act of revealing or communicating divine truth by God to humans, rather something that's revealed by God to humans. People in any part of the world who were in league with Satan and there existed immorality, slavery, antichrist activities. Now, listen, Kapela, a mystical experience.
Kapela. It is a habit for him on a given quiet evening to sit down from the sofa and thus relax on the coolness of the floor tiles. He feels a special comfort in sitting alone and indulging in silent prayers. On such a March evening, he can recollect. He hung loose himself, biblical musings. It rotated coming and going out. Perhaps God came to his mind without his knowledge. His lips scandalized the verses from the Bible. He did not know when sleep had crept into his eyes. During his fragmented sleep, an image of a Kapela came out of his mind. It disappeared at once. He opened his eyes. Astonishingly, he realized that the Kapela that appeared to his eyes was familiar. Yes, it is the same Kapela where he used to pay visits occasionally. But he also remembered that he does not visit there these days. Is this not a reminder? His mind whispered to himself. Regardless, he decided to visit that Kapela the very next day. He earnestly wanted to burn away the burden of sin and anxiety in a candle. He consoled himself. The very next day, he was on the road after his penitence prayers in the Kapela with the full satisfaction of having completed the previous day's work. A young man held out a bit notice and handed it to him. He looked at the caption of the notice informally. 20th century and the end of the world. An intriguing title. It is just a briefing notice about the proposed next day evening sermon to be delivered in the churchyard. Next day, he reached the churchyard on time to listen to the sermons. 20th century and the end of the world. Definitely a curious subject rather than an enthralling one, he assumed. The pastor, who sounded good at preaching, impressed him a lot. The pastor unfolded with explanations the verses in Bible on the subject. Pastor continued from Revelation chapter 11, 7 to 10. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them. Their bodies will be in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord was also crucified. For 3.5 days, men from every tribe, language, and country will gaze on their bodies and refuse their burial. While coming out of the sermon, the verses from the Revelation fluttered in his mind. How will the whole world believe or can believe without seeing all these things in front of their eyes? He returned to his house all the way, thinking of an answer all the way. It is an abrupt second that flashed his mind. The scenes, what he is seeing in the television and the other social media setups. Yes, it is the current media setups that could recreate or can picturize the backdrops of the biblical verses and its justifying occurrences. He assured himself that how accurate was St. John's vision 2000 years ago. What seemed possible only in our imaginations till a few decades ago is now a reality through our television and other media. Was the vision of Capella that had appeared during the nap is a revelation to participate in that preachment? Thank you.
Thank you for listening this episode. Anchoring Eva Marriott. Program conceived by Anto Vodaketala.